so many affections of halal that will not let him forget to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the characters of a man with wisdom. A man is plenty God. We come to number 16. لَنْ سَلَّطَ ثَلَافًا عَلَى ثَلَافٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا أَعَانَ عَلَى هَزْمِ عَقْلِهِ. Here, Imam is explaining about certain points which, if somebody agrees with these, as if he is destroying his reason. For Hisham, one who allows a set of three things to be dominated by another set of three things, has actually undone his reason. The first thing is to allow the reason to be dominated by excessive hopes. Well, to have too much hope, this means you'll forget Akhirah. You'll hope only on dunya and we'll forget that we may die tomorrow. We may die after 1 hour, after 1 minute. We don't know. So the Aqil should not have too long hope in life. Hope and expectations. The second thing is to allow highest of wisdom to be dominated by excessive utterances. So he has wisdom, but he speaks unnecessarily and he destroys his wisdom as he is destroying his aql by unnecessarily talks. The third thing is to allow his admonition light to be extinguished, to be dominated by carnal desires. Now, everybody has to take example of what is happening to others and he should not do. You see, the kings are dead, the rulers are dead, those who have money are dead, those who have chairs in this dunya are dead, and we may die. So such worldly attractions should not affect us. Now, if somebody, instead of thinking about these parables of dunya, he tried to follow his own selfish desires, without thinking that he will be dead like others are dead, naturally he is destroying effect of his brain, his wisdom, and he is following only his selfish desires. In fact, such a person undoes his reason by his carnal desires. And one who destroys his reason, as illustrated in the three cases, also destroys both his worldly life and his faith. So both dunya and akhirat will be destroyed. Then comes number 17. O Hisham, how could your conduct be clean in the eyes of God when you have alienated your heart from God? Now, instead of our heart is being always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes our heart is busy in all worldly affairs and is forgetting Allah. So he said, in such case, how we think that our deeds will be accepted by Allah or clean in the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when you have been subservient to your carnal desires to the point of your reason being dominated by them. So when you obey your selfish desire and it will dominate your wisdom, how do you expect that your deeds will be accepted by Allah as pure and clean done for the sake of Allah. You should not expect that. Then Imam comes to another point. O Hisham, to be patient in loneliness is a sign of the power of reason. Sometimes one is alone in this world. Maybe he is in a country where nobody worshipping Allah. Either they are non-Muslim or they are Muslim, but they are not practicing Muslim. So sometimes one will feel lonely in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says that to be patient in loneliness is a sign of the strength of your reason, the power of reason. If somebody with aql, now if someone is with millions of animals around him, he will not say, am I the only man with reason and all these animals have no reason, I should be one of them? No, he will not say that. Now somebody who has a strong belief, even if millions of people are around him, he will not look to them on the right side, because he knows that he is on the right side, and he will get patience to tolerate that loneliness. And then Imam continues, he says, one who acquires reason from God has succeeded in keeping himself aloof from people of the world and from those who are lost in worldly life. So here Imam is giving an example about that. Well, I'm not going into details because it is a long hadith and you have already read it. So I just pass 2 points of it. Then we come to point number 19. O Hisham, truth is a sign for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truth leads to obey Allah. And there is no salvation except through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have knowledge to have a proper obedience, and that will help us. Again we come to number 20. O Hisham, virtuous conduct of a learned man, though limited, is acceptable to Allah at many times its value. Here comparing about those who have knowledge and those who are ignorant, without knowledge. It's a little good deed of a man with knowledge has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is multiplied many times. While the big size of deeds from those who are ignorant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being rejected. As the hadith say, on the contrary, virtuous conduct of a greedy, lustful and ignorant person is totally rejected. So here is the importance of ilm, knowledge with amal. Then comes to number 21. O Hisham, limited material possessions with sound wisdom are perfectly acceptable to a man of reason. Those who have reason, they accept little of dunya with wisdom rather than little wisdom and more dunya. Fine, but dunya as such, worldly desire cannot be fulfilled because there are certain restrictions. If you get too much money, for example, that money, there is responsibility. For a wise man, he will not keep this money. He will give first what is obligatory dues. Secondly, he will give mustahab dues and try to get thawab of akhirah with that. Of course, he should keep whatever he needs for his livelihood, not to give everything. But what I mean, not to accumulate millions and millions unnecessarily. For whom he is accumulating these millions? If 1 million dirham, for example, is sufficient to have regular smooth income for himself, so why is he keeping so many millions unnecessarily? So that should be spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the wise act. That is why he gets more thawab. His dunya and his akhirat has been achieved. But if you hadith, O Hisham, limited material possessions with sound wisdom are perfectly acceptable to a man of reason. Whereas unlimited material possessions with little wisdom are not at all acceptable to him. This is why such people have actually earned profit in the trade of their life. So that is the attitude of Aqil, the man with wisdom. And we come to point 22. O Hisham, what to speak of the sinful life when the people of reason abandon even its superfluity. Actually, I don't know how far the sentence is clear. He said the wise people will leave small things which are not wise, not acceptable, though it is not haram. So even such halal things which are not of their prestige and not of their style, they don't do it. Leave haram, of course, sin, definitely they will never do. So neither they do sin, nor they do even small things less than a sin, which is not supposed to be done by them. Like makruh, he says, fudul al-dunya, whatever is extra of dunya. Even not makruh, but you see just purposeless, aimless things. Because it's purposeless, so they don't do it. Haram they will never do. Haram, but even things without purpose they will not do. I mean, one will not waste his time because his time is valuable. So just wasting time is not advisable for a wise man. Of course, to spend time in haram things, that is, will never be done by a wise person. So not only he will not be sinful, but also he will not waste his time, and he will get maximum benefit of his time. Then come to 23 about, again, the wise man, O Hisham, lo, a man of reason, pondered over the world and its people, he realized that he could not get the success in worldly life without hard struggle. Then he pondered over the life hereafter, and again realized that the success in life hereafter would not also be secured without hard struggle. So to get dunya, you need hard struggle. To get akhirat, you need hard struggle. But now, which struggle you will prefer? So thereupon, the man of reason decided in favor of the struggle which brought eternal success, as compared with the temporary one of the worldly life. When I come to point 24, O Hisham, the wise people remain detached from the worldly positions and its attractions, and they remain attached to life hereafter, etc. of the hadith. Then comes to next page 25. To complete our wisdom, O Hisham, whoever seeks contentment without wealth and desires solace free from jealousy and security for his faith must implore God from the bottom of his heart for making his reason perfect. So if somebody who needs these characters, he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah has given him a perfect reason. Again, he comes to the other point. O Hisham, Almighty Allah has related about a group of virtuous people who used to pray the ayah of Quran, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, etc. Imam is discussing about this point. And then we come to point 27, page 46. O Hisham, Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the chief of the believers, used to say, مَا عَبِدَ اللَّهَ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الْعَقْلِ. Of all the observance and devotions offered to God, the best one is of and by the people of reason. Actually, there is nothing better than reason by whom we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, those who have reason, there are many characters for them, and these characters are mentioned till end of this subject. Then he comes to page 47, 28. Again, one of the characters of the wise, that the wise man never lies in spite of his desire to do so. And then number 29, O Hisham, again some characters, he who has no manliness has no religion, and he who has no reason has no manliness, and etc. Then Imam comes to number 30, O Hisham, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam used to say, إِنَّ مِنْ عَلَامَةِ الْعَاقِلِ أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي ثَلَاثِ صَالٍ. Of the signs of a man of reason, one is that he has got three characteristics. Now Imam Ali alayhi salam here is mentioning that a man who is wise should have these three characters. If he has it, okay. If he doesn't have, he should not sit in front of the people, because one of the characters that he should reply if he is asked. If he has knowledge, if he has wisdom, then he should be able to reply their questions. Or he should speak when the people cannot speak in certain areas. Or he should give good ideas to people which reforming the condition of his group. So this is the one, and then it comes to page 48 at the end of the page. Again, this is 31. O Hisham, the man of reason does not speak in the presence of a person who he fears will falsify his statement. Again here, Imam is giving a character of a wise man, that he will not speak in front of foolish people or people with fanatic people against him. But if he says something, they will say, oh, what you say is wrong, what you say is not right. Then a wise man will not talk unnecessarily in front of such a group of people. And again, another character, will never does he ask for anything from a person who he fears will refuse it. Now a wise man, he will ask some people whom he thinks they will reply him. If he knows that they will not reply him, then he will not ask them, and etc. About few more characters of the aqil. So these are about 31 points in this hadith mentioned about importance of reason, signs of reason, its effect in dunya, effect in akhirah, and its importance in understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how our attitude in dunya. Of course, if you want to explain in detail each phrase, it will take us years to complete this hadith. That is why we passed through it quickly. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.